saw the specter of Yanir Goldberg depicting an endoscopy report on Connie Ross, date 4/10/1952, date of procedure February 1st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Yanir Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Joseph Geffen. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, hot snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy, and hemoclip deployment times 2, and cold biopsies. Indication is colorectal cancer screening. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug correction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, well explained to the patient, period, the patient's brought to endoscopy, placed in the lateral position, period, sedated as per anesthesia, services monitored, anesthesia care, period, digital rectal exam was run, period, well lubricated, lymphocytic colonoscopes introduced into rectum in advantage of conversion to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the peninsular orifice, at least the cecal complements of the folds, period, the terminal ileum was also intubated and evaluated, period, careful examinations made of the cecum, at least the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, period, retroflexy was obtained, the rectum, period, valve preparation was good with a positive blood test score of 7,2-3-2, grade is a good prep. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Number one, the terminal ileum was intubated. There was evidence of mild nodularity, about 5 centimeters into the TI. Next line. Go back. This was biopsy for histology. Next line. There was an approximately 15-millimeter soft submucosal appearing nodule in the ascending colon, comma. There was a pillow sign noted with forceps poking, comma. This was biopsied bite on bite for histology. Next line. There was evidence of approximately 8 millimeters SL. Hepatic flexure polypectomy with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 15-millimeter splenic flexure sessile polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy in total, comma, 2 hemoclips were deployed for hemostasis. Next line, there was a diminutive rectosigmoid sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was pan-diverticulosis coli. Next line, plant follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Next line, recommend increasing fiber and water in the diet and fiber supplements as needed.